Chapter 4. The next day, I went to the Leonides family house, Three Gables, with Chief Inspector Taverner. I didn't really have any official connection to the case, but I had once worked with the police, and my father wanted to know all about the people in the house, from the inside. "This is the kind of crime that may never be solved," my father told me. "Unless we can get some definite evidence, everyone in the family will always be under suspicion, including your Sophia. Why don't you ask her to help you?" So, here I was in Swinley Dean. Once we had driven past the golf course, we soon came to the front of the house. It was incredible. The house should have been called 11 Gables, not Three Gables. It looked like a traditional little country house, but one that was the size of a castle. It had lots of crooked gables and wood timbers. A little crooked house that had grown up suddenly, like a mushroom in the night. It was a Greek restaurant owner's idea of something English.
"It looks very strange, doesn't it?" said Taverner. "It's actually one big house divided into three separate houses, and all of them are very luxurious."
Sophia came out of the front door, surprised and not very pleased to see me.
"Sophia, I've got to talk to you," I said. "Where can we go?"
For a moment, I thought she was going to refuse, but then she led me across the grass and through a hedge to an untidy garden where we sat down on a wooden seat.
"Well," she said.
She didn't sound very happy. I told her what my father had said and explained that the police needed definite evidence, otherwise the crime might never be solved. I asked if she would help me. Sophia listened very carefully.
"Your father is right," she said. "That's just what I've been thinking."
After a pause, she said quietly,
"I have to know the truth. I have to know what happened to my grandfather."
She sounded almost desperate.
"I didn't tell you this last night, Charles, but I'm afraid."
"Afraid?" I repeated.
"Yes, afraid," said Sophia. "Everybody thinks that it was Brenda, grandfather's wife. I can say Brenda probably did it, but I don't really think she did. I don't think she would take such a big risk."
"What about the young teacher, Lawrence Brown?"
"Lawrence wouldn't have the courage," said Sophia. "Of course, I could be wrong, but Brenda..."
She shook her head.
"Brenda likes sitting around, eating sweets and having nice clothes and jewellery, and reading cheap novels and going to the cinema. And I know he was 87, but my grandfather did make Brenda feel that she was an exciting and romantic person."
But what Sophia had said earlier disturbed me. "Why did you say that you were afraid?" I asked. Sophia shivered.
"Because it's true," she said in a quiet voice. "I am afraid. We're a very strange family. We are all ruthless in different ways. That's what's so disturbing."
My face must have shown that I didn't understand, because Sophia continued.
"I'll try and explain. In Greece, grandfather once stabbed two men in a fight. He told me about it in quite a relaxed way, as if it wasn't important. That's one kind of ruthlessness. And then there was my grandmother. I don't really remember her, but I've heard a lot about her. I think she was ruthless in a different way. She was always so sure that she knew the right thing to do, even in matters of life and death."
"That sounds a bit unlikely," I said doubtfully.
"Yes, perhaps. But I'm always rather afraid of people like that," said Sophia. "And then there's my own mother, who's an actress. She's a darling, but she only sees how things affect her. She doesn't think of anyone else. That's rather frightening sometimes. And Clemency, Uncle Roger's wife, she's a scientist. She's ruthless too, in a cold, unemotional way. Uncle Roger's the exact opposite. He's the kindest and most lovable person in the world, but he's got an extremely bad temper. Things make him so angry that he hardly knows what he's doing. And there's Father.
Sophia paused.
Father, she said slowly, is almost too well controlled. You never know what he's thinking. He never shows any emotion at all. It worries me a little.
My dear Sophia, I said, you're getting very worried about nothing. What you're really saying is that perhaps everybody is capable of murder.
I suppose that's true, said Sophia. Even me.
Not you.
Oh, yes, Charles. Even me. I suppose I could murder someone, but only for something really important.
I smiled, and so did Sophia.
Perhaps I'm being stupid, she said. But we have to find out the truth about Grandfather's death. We have to. If only it really was Brenda who killed him.
Suddenly, I felt rather sorry for Brenda Leonidis.